It's been a long time since the school district of Philadelphia looked at the zigzagging map that determines which kids go to which schools. Last week, the district announced it will start a four-year process that could include moving some of those boundary lines. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron says it's the kind of news that piqued the interest of parents and the people who sell them houses.
At the corner of 6th and Christian Streets near the Italian Market, construction equipment feels like a native species. At this intersection alone, there's a new Montessori preschool, new townhomes, and a bustling coffee shop. Real estate agent Gene Whipple knows we're also near an important and invisible dividing line.
We're just outside the Meredith catchment.
In other words, if you live a block north of here, your kids attend the acclaimed William Meredith Public Elementary School. People pay a premium to buy houses in the Meredith attendance zone. But the school is also overcrowded, and it could make sense to shrink Meredith's catchment area to make it less cramped. Longtime real estate agent Mike McCann thinks that would be a disaster.
You don't change the rules in the middle of the game.
District officials haven't said they will change boundary lines, and they're trying to downplay that possibility. But there's uncertainty in the air. Real estate agents and developers are feeling it, and some feel it could dampen the market in gentrifying neighborhoods.
Stress, tension, negativity.
Fellow agent Jeff Block has a wait-and-see attitude.
This is important news if they actually change the boundaries of catchment.
Agent Gene Whipple is relatively optimistic. Yes, uncertainty can make buyers nervous, but
I think there's fluidity in real estate regardless.
Because Philly has never gone through a process like this before, it's hard to know if new lines or the threat of new lines will sway development. This bustling corner is about to find out. It sits in one of the first neighborhoods to go through the review process. The district will adopt a new plan for this fast-growing swath of Philadelphia next summer. Avi Wolfman-Aaron, WHYY News.